This is gospel for the fallen ones locked away in permanent slumber, assembling their philosophies from pieces of broken memory.
This is cool. Sitting down with Brendan and Dallin from Panic at the Disco. I'm hoping this works. I've never done anything on my phone before. So this may be...
project? That's probably good.
Yeah, this may just end up being... It looks like it's working, right?
Yeah. Check!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Because it's back in the venue, which is where I first saw Panic at the Disco. Is that 10 years ago now?
Academy is? I think it was with Academy.
It was Coin Operated Boy, those guys.
Oh, shit, Dresden Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
They came on first, and then it was you guys wrapped out the night, and I had never heard of Panic at the Disco at this point. And I was like, okay, I'm down or whatever. And that was like the whole vaudevillian. Oh my gosh, yeah. I loved it. Every bit of it.
That's so
was
crazy.
Was that when you took your little picture in the basement together, snuggling on the Z-Boom?
June 2006. Yes,
yeah,
2006.
Yeah.
I was still wearing only girls' clothes.
So that was you had a frilly shirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was
a pirate
shirt.
Yeah, it was like the shirt from Seinfeld.
So you graduated to not only girls' clothes, but men's.
Mostly girls' clothes, but also some men's, like, feminine.
Men's underwear, I go there.
Effeminate.
Only not where you would expect.
No. Now I'm like on the children's clothes.
Yeah. Well, you get the cool characters there.
Yeah. We always can get Disney.
So let's talk about the show tonight. I'm coming. I'm bringing my wife. She never goes out on a Friday night.
This is big.
I'm like, we're coming. We're doing this thing.
This is gonna be a big deal.
Yeah.
Date night.
Yeah. How's everything? Yeah, date night. It's Friday night. Date night. How's everything been with touring and the new album and everything there?
It's been good.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, we're stoked on the new stage setup that we got right now.
Oh yeah, dude,
awesome.
Tell me.
Oh man, we got some surprises.
Yeah, we talked like about some video content and stuff, and the main thing that we talked about was wanting to like create the energy as a different take entirely. We wanted to like make sure people were really super tired at the end of the show. So it's kind of like a work. It's kind of like Panic at the Disco workout.
Okay.
This is like a preempt to our workout.
Should we stop now and take our pulse?
Should we? Yeah. Right now, you're probably resting at about 80.
Yeah.
So we're going to get it up to about 170.
So within the audience, then, there will be the different pedestals. So there will be like that. All right, you're a little bit older. You get the little short thing.
Like how those old aerobic shows used to have. And
now it's time to take our pulse.
We're providing steps and barbells.
Yes,
and,
perfect.
That's going to be great.
So don't need to bring my own yoga mat.
No, we'll provide.
Yeah.
We'll
I've got my own Lululemon yoga pants, though, so we're in good shape.
Beautiful! Yeah, it's gonna be really great. Like, it's great because playing the new songs, obviously, that's always fun, playing new stuff, seeing the crowd react to that. But yeah, it's like, you know, not a lot of moments where you get a rest, basically. It's just like song back to back to back, which is really fun. We like doing that.
Yeah, pretty nonstop, and with the LED screens we have up there, it's like playing in a video game. It's pretty sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
I keep seeing online in the different shows the backflip. You ever worried you're gonna just jack yourself over?
I think we're more worried about it than he is.
Right? Because you guys are like, we'll keep playing. Here it comes.
Situations where like we're playing outside and it's been raining or the stage is super slick and we're like, oh man, he's gonna do it, isn't he?
That's happened.
And,
Have you crashed and burned?
Not yet.
No, no, no.
Where's wood? Where is some wood? Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's, I don't know. Yeah, I get pretty brave up there. Probably, it's, you know, if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
He does it. He does it. He nails it.
I don't necessarily think I'm tough, but I'm pretty dumb, and I like that.
I wanna get crazy emotional for a second. I heard the last track on your album is your vows to your wife?
Kind of. I mean, we wrote private vows to each other.
And what were they?
Okay, so what I said was, I promised. No, so we didn't want to do it publicly at the wedding. We just kind of wanted it to be a big party with everybody.
And then you wrote a song out of it.
And then I wrote a song. So what I told her, this is what I told her. She was like, well, we'll do private vows. And I was like, well, you know what? Before we even discussed that, I wanted to just write a song, like, just kind of like how grateful I was, you know what I mean? This is the emotional part.
Yeah.
Just how grateful I was to have met her and, like, have known her and to be with her. It was just kind of the first time in my life I felt changed, if that makes sense. I like was able to talk about past experiences without the guilt, because I was just kind of a different guy, you know. And it was really nice to be able to do that. It's like one of the most simple songs on the record too, because the words, there's like no big SAT words. didn't take my SATs, by the way. But it was
1100.
Yeah. I am a 1500. Yeah. No, it was, I don't know, it was a really nice moment, kind of out of nowhere, like out of left field. It's like really the only song on the record that kind of does that, you know?
Did you know him before he met his wife, Dallin?
I kind of came into the picture about the same time that you guys started dating, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had only been dating for like... Yeah.
Not you and Dallin, you and your wife.
No, Dallin and I were dating
for just a few months.
Years. It was getting weird, and the jealousy kicking in.
And then rage, and then you don't know what happened.
Rage against the machine, and then like, just, it gets weird. No, I mean, I was dating Sarah for like 6 months, maybe? Before? Maybe a little bit longer before we started playing with Dallin, but... Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a very long time.
Did you notice? Did you notice a change? He said he kind of reflected and noticed a change.
Well, that was very early dating period.
As they were dating each other, I mean, from the time that I first met Brendan, I definitely saw, you know, the boy emerge into a man. You know,
I was a rager too.
Can we get a selfie of that? The boy turning into a man.
So here's the boy.
You need the time lapse camera for that. But...
And then the man.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's still same old Brendan. You know, he's just just the married man version now.
I'm just emotionally and sexually dead.
I have to beg like any other good man.
We can joke because it isn't true.
Yeah, right?
saying things that aren't true.
These aren't real.
Are your wives friends? Is that a thing, like, with everyone's significant others?
Friends, yeah.
But, like, hang out, like, when you guys are on the road kind of friends? Or is it like, we get along well?
Sure.
Yeah, every once in a while, like, find something to do.
There's rules, like, I mean, it's pretty much, like, it's kind of crazy. It's pretty much a dude hang. Mm-hmm. Like, as you notice, walking off the bus, it's just, like, dudes.
Yeah.
A bunch of dudes. So it is nice. It's kind of a nice break to have the girls out, you know?
Yeah.
Because then everybody, it's funny, everybody kind of cleans up a little bit. Like, no one's really talking as dirty, and like, everybody smells nice, so they actually shower, which I didn't.
And everyone's wearing clothes, which is a treat for me.
Nobody's really naked, which is not so much fun, but you know.
So is this the deal? We're on the bus right now. Is this what it's like when you guys are touring? It's, you know, sleeping in a train car, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. This is where we live.
It's well kept. Who's in charge of keeping it clean?
Dude, honestly, our driver is actually amazing about it because we just, I pick up my water bottles, but it gets pretty smelly in here, and he's pretty good at cleaning out the musk.
Who's the one that doesn't want to go to bed? Who's the one that's like, hey guys, we're on the bus, we're playing? Is there a one child that is like Christmas Eve?
I wouldn't know because I'm always the first one
to
go to bed.
He's the first one in bed, yeah. And the last one up.
And the last one to wake up, so...
You just require a little more?
Well, you know, I don't get to do that when I'm at home. I got kids and stuff and family, so...
This is when
just,
you get to sleep.
This is vacation time for me, as far as that goes.
And the bus is kind of, like, vibrating a little bit and kind of rocking you to
so
sleep.
Good.
It's really nice.
So good.
It is really nice.
New tattoos, Brennan.
Oh, yeah. New tattoo. I got the...
I saw the P.S. Vine. If you're not following Brendan on Vine, it is the greatest thing ever.
I've been so bad lately.
Yeah, you have. I'm going to call you to repentance for a second. I'm going to send two guys to your house, and they're going to make you start doing Vines.
Teacher's going to call over and tell me I have to Vine.
Yeah. All right. I really will do that, actually. I'm going to write that down. They don't share a message. They're just like, you please Vine?
You know, Joseph wouldn't.
I'm looking for a positive hardcore Book of Mormon message, please.
Just a positive articles of faith.
And it came to pass.
Verily I say unto you. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean this came about like I've actually wanted Frank Sinatra the tattoo for God, almost like 5 years now. And I was just waiting to find an artist that I really, really appreciated to get it. And this guy Rich Pineda is phenomenal. He just did Zach's Walter White, which is phenomenal. So I mean, it's something that I really like. Tattoos, it's really fun. Yeah. I don't know if my parents are that stoked on it, but it's really great, and it feels amazing to get.
And it looks phenomenal.
And it looks beautiful.
One of the other things I wanted to just mention before I get out of here, because I know it's I'm sitting in your home. I'm sitting on your front porch right now. One of the things I love about Panic at the Disco is some of the tracks that never make. The radio, just some of these, you know, like Sarah Smiles is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know, whether or not we ever played on the radio, I mean, obviously the time maybe for that was in the past, but I just love some of those gems on it. I don't know that I have any question about it necessarily, but I just wanted to say, I think it's so great because you have the, you know, your Miss Jacksons and, you know.
I think the same way too, though. Like, some of our favorite songs are songs that weren't singles, you know, like the deep cuts. I think, like, real music lovers really appreciate the deeper stuff that never, you know, most people wouldn't know about. That's, like, where you really, I think, find out about the artist, you know? You kind of learn a little bit more. Everybody only sees a little piece that you release a single, you know?
You keep hearing about how album, you know, that format is dead and people don't buy albums or listen to albums anymore. But that's a real shame because, you know, it's, to hear, like, a completed piece of art by an artist, you know, is something that's still special to me and important.
It's like only seeing a strand of hair of the Mona Lisa. I mean, come on. No, I'm just kidding. That was
deep.
So let's, we're going to move past that.
What is art, actually? Is art art?
Is art art? Is
are
art,
we
fart?
Art? Is, I'm not sure. Is there one particular off the new album that you guys are like, well, we may never even play this in the show, but this is...
We haven't played Girl That You Love yet.
No.
Or Far Too Young to Die.
No. There's a few that are pretty special.
There's a few that'd be great to play live, too.
Yeah.
It would really translate
put that
well
on
live.
The agenda for future.
I see a paper here on the wall. Oh, that's just where you're at. Darn it. I was going to say, if that's set list, I'll just pencil this in. Oh, yeah, they're going to go ahead and sing.
We're going to hit the stage and be like, what's up, Pendleton, Oregon?
Who?
Sorry.
Well,
that's
why
they have it.
Is that really why?
No, maybe.
Good morning. We know you woke up late, Dallin, and you missed the meeting. This is Salt Lake. And then, of course, a message for the folks here in Salt Lake, Dallin, coming back and being with Salt Lake folks, Utah folks, anything?
Good to be home. Make sure that it gets broughten tonight.
Yeah,
broughten.
Yeah.
Well, and you're, you know, we always forget that you're... You know, Utah too, but southern part of the state.
Yes.
Do you not claim it?
I was born in St. George, and I moved before I remember moving.
Oh.
So.
All right, then forget it.
Sorry, guys. But I know I visited quite a lot. I mean, I have family here in Salt Lake and in Provo, and yeah, I mean, I definitely always had a good time over here.
Speculate for 2 seconds, just because I'm curious. There's bands like Imagine Dragons who say, like, hey, Vegas, but everyone knows they're from Utah.
Oh,
so
right.
Is it just an image thing, or why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, Dan Reynolds, the singer, is Vegas kid. Like, I went to church with him, but...
Wait, really?
Others. Yeah.
Like, we're passing the sacrament together? What's up, dude? High five, pass the sacrament.
We were in the same ward. We were in the same stake, though. So, like, every once in a while we'd pass, you know, like, do the youth thing. And like,
no way.
Yeah, it was really funny. He was always, like, the nicest guy. Always a sweet guy. I didn't know the other guys were from Utah, though.
Yeah, Wayne is from American Fork here in Utah.
American Fork.
I wouldn't be doing my missionary duty if I didn't invite you back, Brendan. You're
sure.
Always welcome
sure.
back whenever you'd like.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
You know, you call me, whatever I can do.
Thank you.
We'll get you on a billboard that says I'm a Mormon. We'll get you in the musical if that's what it takes.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'd love to do the musical.
We were kind of worried earlier that, you know, Salt Lake was one of the last shows to sell out on the tour, but I remembered afterwards that everyone's got to pay their tithing first.
Yeah, right, of course.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We got it. You're gonna look like a jerk.
And why is that? Panic at the Disco. Brendan and Dallin from Panic at the Disco. Thanks so much.